This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles, October 1st, 2016, at Fantasia Crystals, sensing energy.
Dr. Peebles here, and it's a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truth and awareness. This is, might we encourage all of you, dear friends, to open yourself right now to the energies that surround you so that you can begin an exploration of not only who you are, but what is around you more clearly. Indeed, in these great times of change on the planet Earth, as you continue to go through the upliftment of consciousness, all of you have the opportunity, yes, to become more sensitive to energy. Not only the energies around you, but the energies within you. And so indeed, today's discussion is quite imperative for all those of you who are working toward a higher soul development while, yes, still in the physical body. Now, indeed, the energies that are increasing in their frequency are oftentimes helping you, becoming much more sensitive. But oftentimes we are seeing, indeed, that many of you humans, our dear friends, are struggling to allow the sensitivity to be clear, to allow it to be less damaging emotionally. So we are seeing at times that you are, yes, a little off kilter in your abilities to see the sensitivities, to be able to utilize them in a positive, harmonious way in your daily lives. So indeed, we are here to be able to help you work through a deeper understanding of sensitivity. For indeed, all of you are incredibly sensitive beings, but you have come into the planet Earth, into the Earth plane, where indeed you have been surrounded by fear, you have been surrounded by constant stimulation from so many different sources, that at times it is quite disturbing and quite difficult to keep yourself aligned to your inner spirit. So indeed, you are not being taught this, of course, in other ways, so we are here to try and assist you to find a balance, to assist you to be able to connect more completely, more purely, to the inner spirit within you, where indeed there is a vast availability of energy for your use. So, dear friends, what, of course, is this energy? The energy that we are referring to is your own being. For indeed, you are all part of a much larger field of energy. Some would call it God. Some would call it love. Some would call it spirit. Some would call it light. It doesn't matter what you call it, dear friends. But it is a pure spiritual energy that even though you are clothed in flesh, you still are energy. It is all who you are. Now, at times it becomes, yes, covered up by the patterns of behavior that you have been taught, by the emotional body, which at times is quite disturbed, quite overriding, yes, the energy, the pure spirit that you are. But indeed, it is up to you, dear friends, to decide. Do you wish to become more aware of your own energy? Do you? Yes. Well, yes, we certainly hope so, dear friends. For there are great advantages to being more sensitive, to being more clear with your own energy. So we are going to talk to you today not only about dealing with the energies around you, but most importantly, starting with the energies within you. For if you are not clear on that level, indeed, it will be quite challenging for you to be able to discern, to balance and harmonize the energies around you. Do you understand?
Yes,
indeed. Now, indeed, we want you to have that better comprehension of who you are, of how your energy is working for you, so that you will learn ultimately to be totally responsible for all aspects of your life. For indeed, although at times you live in a planety world where it is easy to blame, it is easy to live outside of yourself, in the end, dear friends, we hope that you will arrive to a conclusion, an ultimate truth, that all the experiences in your life, you are the creator, never the victim. You are the one who are indeed attracting to you all the experiences that you are having. Now, indeed, oftentimes, these experiences are unconscious. You are not aware that your soul is drawing them to you. So part of the challenge, yes, here, right now, is to help you understand that you have the ability, if you so choose, to create all the unconscious attitudes and to turn them into conscious realities. Would you all like that?
Yes.
So indeed, you will understand that everything that is happening to you at some level, you have drawn it to you for your own growth, for your own understanding. Now, of course, many indeed have a problem with that. They say, why would I attract this to myself? Why would I attract such a problem, a bankruptcy, a bad marriage, no matter poor health, no matter what it would be? But we say to you, dear friends, at the soul level, there is an understanding. There is a lesson. And when you ask for the conscious understanding to be revealed, you will move more into that sense of total responsibility. And there, dear friends, is where you will find your true power. For as you become conscious of all that you do, then you will be aligned more with your higher self energies, which are, of course, a gateway to God, to Spirit. So indeed, allow yourselves to be in that state of power, where you can be conscious, where you can begin now to choose what you are thinking, what you are feeling, and then indeed you will see the corresponding action in your physical world, where the events you are experiencing will be designed, will be consciously, purposely attracted to you by yourself. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, indeed, do any of you have experiences that you wonder, why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Now, of course, there are deeper reasons, but the point of learning to sense the energy within yourself and to ultimately clear that energy is that you will have a much more clarity as to why things are occurring to you. Now, of course, there are no accidents at all. Do you all believe that?
Right. Yes.
Indeed. Everything is happening as it needs to happen. The synchronicity, the magic is alive and well in everyone's lives. And when you begin to affirm that in your lives, you are beginning to open to that clarity, where you will be able to sense the energy within yourself to invite it more into your conscious mind, your conscious everyday world. And there's where the fun begins, my friends, where you will begin to tune in to a part of power that is you, that has always been there for you. So, of course, you must decide, are you ready to look clearly at who you are?
Yes.
Well, goodness gracious, we're so pleased indeed for you to say that, for just your affirming that, you have indeed shifted your reality. You are beginning to draw to you different experiences. Now, if you would consciously affirm that reality, that I am drawing to me my true self, my higher self, you will begin to sense different energies. You will feel different power. You will begin to sense messages from your inner self, which is, of course, at the core of your energy. Dear friends, you are God. You are aspects of the divine, and you all have abilities that are beyond your wildest dreams and imaginations. And so you are, yes, on the precipice of beginning to understand who you are and what you are capable of in this lifetime. And it all begins with that desire that you all just wonderfully proclaimed, that you are wanting and desiring to open up to a deeper understanding of who you are. Now, do all of you pay attention to what you feel?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Well, goodness, so there's honesty here. Yes, goodness gracious. Now, indeed, many of you are still in a state of consciousness for what you feel you are not taking responsibility for it. So we would indeed suggest to all of you that as you move through your daily life, as you allow the emotions to be shown, as you allow yourself to feel truly who you are, allow that energy to bubble up so that you will be seeing what you are, who you are, so you have the opportunity to heal in balance, that you'll be able to say to yourself, where are these emotions coming from? For indeed, part of sensing and healing, which go hand in hand, dear friends, is your ability to see where are they coming from? Where are your emotions coming from? Are they coming from without, from your outer world, from other people?
Maybe.
Well, it would appear that way, but we would say to you, your emotions are coming from you. Now, at times you are drawing in energies from others, and we will discuss that thoroughly as we look at how you are sensing energies from others. But indeed, we want you to come to a state of complete ownership of your own energy states, your own emotions, your own behavioral patterns, and to clearly decide, yes, are they in harmony? Are they working for you? Are you happy, dear friends? For you have the ability to choose. And so without looking outside of yourself, without, yes, indeed, giving up that responsibility, your right to choose, allow your personality to come to an agreement with your higher self that there are emotions indeed that are serving you quite well, and there are those that it is time for you to let go and to release. Indeed, your emotional bodies at this time are, shall we say, a little bit out of whack. Do you understand?
Yes.
The energies are quite intense, and all of you dear beings are trying very hard to find your emotional balance, and it is challenging. So indeed, dear friends, when your emotions are too intense, you will find your ability to sense energy quite difficult. Do you understand?
Yes.
So the first step, if you are wanting to be more of a clear receptor, is to calm yourself down, to go within yourself, to find your own inner sanctuary within your consciousness, and to create this more of a habit. For indeed, of course, you cannot meditate all day long. Now, could you?
No.
And you wouldn't want to, dear friends. And we say to you very clearly, it is not necessary. For as you begin to lift yourself into the higher levels, the higher frequencies, the higher dimensions, you will be able to create a new pattern for yourself where you will be able to quite easily hold on to a different state of consciousness where you are more open, where you are more clear, where you are more able to discern the emotional states in and around you and decide very clearly, are these ones that I want to continue to hold on to? Or are they interfering with my ability to sense the energy within my being and around me? So all of you, we do ask for your emotions to be brought into balance. Now, you do choose your emotions. Did you all know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, indeed, some of you are, yes, aware of that, but not always able to do it. We don't believe anyone in this room is totally able to control their emotional states. You are learning, you are thinking about it more, you are growing in that direction, but still not quite there. So indeed, we ask for you to stop every once in a while during your daily life and to ask yourself, what am I feeling at this moment? Do I like what I'm feeling? Am I happy? And if you are not, if you are feeling sad, if you are feeling confused, if you are feeling angry, if you are feeling agitated in any way, can you remind yourself that you have the ability to choose? You have the ability to let that emotion go and to replace it indeed with a higher state of consciousness. Can you all try that?
Yes.
Now, if you do this, then you will be able to feel more of a different energy coming through you. You will be able to sense more of spirit trying to work with you in this life. Now, some of your personality is what you have been taught in this life has not always allowed that for to occur. You have been trained to think in certain ways. In many ways, your mental mind, your intellect, your egos have been overstimulated to the point where you are not allowing your spirit to show you a different path. Do you understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So indeed, we ask for you to feel more and to think less. Now, some of you dear ladies here understand that one. Some of the men have a little more harder time with it, for you are trained and wired differently to think on the intellectual level and to find your power, your strength through analyzing. At times it works for you, but always it is not always in balance. So even you women, who at times feel the emotions more completely, more purely, sometimes you are indeed off balance with your emotional reactions. So it is all about balance, dear friends. What do you choose to feel? Now, of course, we hope that all of you are affirming every single day as you awake that you will choose love. That you will learn to love all parts of yourselves, no matter what you have gone through, no matter what you are physically, mentally, it does not matter. It is part of your growth process to find yourself fully in love with yourselves. That is not egotistical. That is not selfish. It is at the core of your life experience so that you will understand love. And as you move into that higher state of love, as you fill your heart with an energy of love, as you allow that energy to be completely in all aspects of your body, mind, and spirit, the energy will be more clear. You will be more in tune with the energies of God, of spirit. You will understand your own purpose more. And isn't that what it's all about, dear friend? Do you all want to know why you're here?
Yes.
Do you all want to have a more clear understanding of your own unique strengths and abilities?
Yes.
Well, yes, indeed. Then it is time to clean house. It is time to clear away any aspect of your being, emotionally, mentally, physically, that is not serving you at all. And as you do that, indeed, you will begin to feel a new frequency. You will experience it day by day, and it will help you sense indeed that you are God. We don't want you just taking our word for it, you know. You are God, but you must experience that within yourself. For indeed, you are masters of energies. You have learned this before. What we are sharing is nothing new to your souls, not to your earth personalities. You'd say, well, I don't remember that. But at this time, those of you who are willing to open yourselves to allow a deeper consciousness to merge with you will begin to understand, will begin to remember the truths, the lessons that you have experienced many, many times before. And that will, of course, help you sense the energy of who you truly are. Now, once you sense the energy of God within you coursing through your veins, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to use it? Well, indeed, we do hope indeed that you will choose to begin to use that energy to radiate out to the world. And as you do that, you will find your own personal reality changing in many, many different ways. Now, some of you are creating experiences that are not to your liking, yes?
Yes.
Yes. And of course, that is human nature. That is in many ways how you are learning and growing. But as part of your spiritual evolution here on Earth, you can indeed arrive to the point in your growth where you are the ones determining exactly what you are attracting to you. So you can say, well, I want to create a beautiful, harmonious relationship to enjoy. I want to create a partner, a companion, a lover. And you can indeed do that by sending out the love of your own being, not sending out fear, not sending out doubt, anger, confusion. If you do that, oftentimes you are pulling on the energies and not staying in current time, current space, and you will find yourself diluting your power, not truly able to hold on to the energy of your own higher self. So indeed, dear friends, it requires you to be calm, to clear, to decide for yourselves exactly what you wish to create, to attract to your beings, and then indeed to radiate that energy out. Now, what is the highest vibrational energy? Anyone?
Love.
Yes, gold star for each of you. Yes, indeed. Now, the love energy will attract wonders for you, miracles, dear friends. So we ask for you, even in times of anger, disappointment, confusion, doubt, to be able to choose to send that higher vibrational energy out, and you will find your experiences beginning to transform. So indeed, even those that have hurt you, who have disappointed you, even those situations indeed that are quite harmful at times, when you begin to change the energy within yourself, when you can allow that energy of your soul to come through and magnify it, radiate it out, all of your experiences will change. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Would you all be willing to try that more?
Yes.
Yes.
And indeed, as part of knowing yourselves energetically, you have, yes, not only the responsibility to yourselves, but you indeed will affect everything around you. So as you begin to change, as you begin to open more to the power of spirit, as you begin to understand the vibrational power of love, as you choose to allow it in your soul, everything around you will be affected. And you will have the ability to consciously use that energy to affect the world. Would you all like that?
Yes.
Do you think the world could use a little bit of that?
Yes.
Well, yes, indeed. So, dear friends, it is twofold. It is to help you heal and balance. It is to help you realign with the true spirit of who you are at the deepest levels, to remember indeed the power within you, what you've already learned. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, dear friends. You've already learned. Now you just need to pull that energy through, to allow that sweet energy vibration to come through you. And then you will feel changed. Now indeed, you will know indeed your energy states by your emotions, by your feelings. So your intuition is not only for things outside of yourself, other people. You are also meant to use your intuition for your own states of consciousness. So we ask you, dear friends, inquire daily. What am I sensing? What am I feeling? How is my body responding to my thoughts, my moods? Are my emotions controlling me in a self-destructive way? Am I using my spiritual tools to affirm the desired reality that I wish to create? Ask yourself these questions, dear friends. Now, some of you are finding it challenging and difficult to truly comprehend what you are experiencing. Do any of you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
There are times when confusion, where you wake up in the morning, you say, I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know what to think. I don't know who I am. And in those times, indeed, it is imperative that you call upon spirit. You ask for the assistance that is available to you. And you clear your emotional body. You say to God, to spirit, I am one with you. And I ask for the assistance so that your loving vibration clears me, so that I am more clear of who I am. Ask for the calmness. Begin to use your intuition to see indeed what is going on within you. And then you will begin to understand the source of it. Now indeed, at times, of course, it is of your own making. You are at times living more in the past or worried about the future, allowing the fears of the planet, allowing the fears that you have learned to hold on to control you. But then indeed at times, dear friends, you are being affected by the energies around you. Now, you all know, of course, that planet Earth is going through great shifts in consciousness, but indeed everything is, of course, being stirred up quite dramatically right now. Goodness gracious. Indeed, there's a great deal of fear on the planet. Are you all feeling that?
Yes.
And at times, of course, that fear is being used against you, often unconsciously, as a manipulative tool to keep you into a state of panic. And when you are in a state of panic, you are not experiencing clarity in your intellect, your emotions, your spirit, and you are not in your power. So it is quite advantageous to those in power on your planet to keep you in a tizzy. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
So indeed, we ask for you to look clearly at how you are responding energies of the world. Now, there are many who would say you must fear the dark forces, that there are the Illuminati, there are, yes, a host of conspiracy theories, and some of them are correct, dear friends. But more than anything, who's in control? Who's in power? It is you, dear friends, not anyone else. And you, when you are fully sensing the energy of who you are, get to decide. How will you respond? How will you maneuver through your daily life and the stimulation that surrounds you? So indeed, as you wake up in the morning, what do you feel? Do you feel pressure? Are you worried about the day? Do you say, doggone it, I don't want to get up? Indeed, dear friends, that is human. That is natural for many of you. But we would ask for you to take your power into your own hands, to open your hearts, and no matter what you are feeling in the morning, say, I am in control. Calling your higher self to you, asking your spiritual team, your guides and teachers who love you dearly, to surround you, to be with you every day, to walk with you, to talk with you, to open yourselves to that energy that is around you, that is there to encourage you. We would also ask that you remind yourself to be more aware of energies that will bring your energies down. Now, do you all know individuals that when you are around them, you are uncomfortable?
Yes.
Or those that you feel drained around them?
Yes.
Or those who make you angry, depressed, sometimes just sad? Now, many of you have unknown empathetic abilities that you are walking around like a giant sponge soaking up all the energies. Yes, indeed. And that is a wonderful thing, but not if you are not learned to be transparent enough to allow the energies to flow through you and not become stuck in your field. Do you understand?
Yes.
So sensing the energies of others is quite important. Do you pay attention to how you feel when you are around others?
Yes.
Do you look into their eyes and to see the physical cues there? Oftentimes you will hear the mouth moving, but you will feel the heart saying a different thing. Oftentimes you will see a beautiful picture of a human being. They will look good on paper. They will look good in person. But you look in the eyes and you feel coldness. You feel hardness. Will you pay more attention to the cues? Allow yourself to be sensitive to the energies on different levels and not just how it would appear. Now, would you also pay more closer attention to the sounds? For indeed, the sounds within you can bring you balance or can create discord. That is why when you, yes, affirm certain sounds to yourself, mantras, when you sing a light song to yourself, it lifts your spirit. Now, indeed, at times when you hear someone open their mouth, how do you feel? Do you pay attention to that? Or are you only listening to the words? For at times, indeed, there could be quite a charmer in front of you, but that is not what they are. So we ask for you to engage all of your senses and not just your sight, not just your hearing, taking it all into consideration. And we ask for you to pay attention to the signs of your own body. Are there times when you find yourself pulling away from others?
Yes.
Or you cross your legs away from them?
Mm-hmm.
Or you find yourself taking a step backwards from their energy?
Yes.
Will you respect yourselves when you feel that?
Yes.
When you give yourself permission that when you feel uncomfortable for any reason, that you honor yourself, that you love yourself so fully, that you don't force yourself to be around anyone or anything that makes you uncomfortable. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, hopefully, you will reach the point of mastery of your emotions, of your experiences, that you can be around any energy, but it will not bother you. But until you remember that you are indeed masters of energy, we ask for you to retreat. We ask for you to recollect your thoughts, to bring yourself into a state of balance and to make sure that you have a clear energy field, that you are not allowing the discordant negative energies of others to take root in your own body and soul. Do you understand?
Yes.
And so you can indeed ask yourself, is this person aligned with me vibrationally? And you can ask yourself the feelings that you have. How am I reacting to them? Is this someone I can trust? All of you are much better judges of character than you would have ever believed. But at times you doubt yourself. At times you are trying to be a little too kind, a little too pleasing, and you allow yourself to be deceived. Do you understand?
Yes.
And that is not in right action. That is not helping anyone, especially yourself. Now, we are not saying to be unkind. We are asking for you instead to be clear, to pay attention to the signs within you and around you, to look beyond the physical with other beings so that you are able to more clearly discern the energies you are dealing with and whether they are indeed harmonious and aligned with you. Now, at times, you will attract a lower energy to teach you something, dear friends. And, of course, you can decide how long it will take for you to learn the lesson. Now, some of you are indeed old souls, and some of you are just slow learners. Do you understand?
Yes.
So we want you to decide with every lesson that presents itself to you. And, of course, it is just an experience that all the beings that you meet are learning and growing in their own way in their own time. And you can love their right to do that, but you can be somewhere else while they are learning their lessons. Do you understand?
Yes.
You can give yourself that right, give yourself permission to be elsewhere. Now, of course, one thing we have not discussed that is quite crucial, dear friends, your thoughts about others are very important. For you are directing, you are receiving energy, of course, all the time. You are beautiful, very powerful broadcasters, receivers of energy. What are you sending out? So if you meet someone and you decide, well, that energy is just not right for me at all, but you will love their right to be. You will send them acceptance. You will send them love. You will just choose not to be in their immediate physical state around them. Do you understand, dear friends?
Yes. Yes.
Can you give yourselves that right?
Yes.
Until you are able to walk among anyone and hold a loving, accepting vibration of love. Yes, you are able to exercise at the highest degree the loving law of allowance, where you allow everyone to grow in their own time, in their own space, in their own way. But remembering, of course, to start with yourself. Allow yourselves these rights. Allow yourselves these truths so that you will understand that you must experience them first within your own being. Then you will understand love. Then you will understand the impact that you can consciously have on the world around you. What are you sending out to the world for what you indeed project out into your realities, into your future, will come back to you by universal law, yes?
Yes,
yes indeed. So we want you more conscious, dear friends, more aware of not only the energy that you are receiving, where you can then decide, this is harmonious with me, it is of a higher nature, it is of a higher vibration, I embrace it, I love it, I'm thankful for it. Or you can say, well, indeed, I'm receiving something that is not comfortable, and I'm aware of it, and I'm going to let it go, and I'm going to let it pass right through me. Now, if you have pain in your body, if you have pain in your heart and your soul, oftentimes the lower vibrations that you indeed feel from others will have an anchor to hold on to you. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So you must clear yourself, release all the pain and fear, realizing it is no longer serving you. Now, as part of all of this wonderful exercise of becoming more consciously aware of your beings, we ask that you remember to always stay in the present time. For much of the lower energies that you embrace are indeed being drudged up and kept alive from the past. It is gone, dear friends. Let it go. Realize that the source of all your power the source of your spiritual energies is always going to be in current time, current place. Keep your energies focused in the moment, and you will indeed always be available to choose the reality that you are attracting in your future. Now, some of you use your energies in the wrong way by worrying about the future. Tell us, dear friends, what do you think that does for your future? You are attracting the fear that you are allowing yourself to feel. So do not think that your worry is a sign of virtue. Do not allow yourself to stay too long in a state of fear. Now, indeed, we understand, dear friends, that fear is all around you, and that's part of the challenge of incarnating on such a planet, for you to overcome the pull of the lower vibrations, the earth-binding webs and shadows. But indeed, here's your power, here's the choice that will help you grow in wondrous ways, to choose instead a higher way of thinking, of choosing, of living, and lifting yourself from the fear. Now, when you do feel the fear, you say, thank you very much, but I choose not to allow that energy in my being. And you let it go, and you replace it until you have formed a new pattern, a new behavior for yourself, which will indeed guarantee a different level of experiences in your designed future. Dear friends, you are more powerful than you would have ever imagined, that you have ever been told. Indeed, there are parts in this world, there are people in this world that would like to keep you powerless, that would like to keep you helpless and hopeless and quite confused, divided. Yes, look at your politics right now, dear friends. Do you really think your spirits care whether you're Democrat or Republican? No. Goodness gracious, no. It is a tool to keep you fighting, to keep the lower vibrations alive and well. Dear friends, disregard that. Continue to send love to all of your leaders, to your governments, not in the manner that you are condoning, justifying their actions, their behaviors, but that you are doing your part to lift the energy. You are radiating out the beginnings of a new world. For you, dear friends, with your open minds, your open hearts, are the pioneers of creating the new world. You are here, yes, to begin to shift the energies, to pave the way for other souls to have a greater understanding that you are allowing right here, right now. And when you do that, you open that door a little further for others to follow in your footsteps. You are creating a stronger vibrational force of love. And as that power, that force grows, the light grows on the planet. And more will have the opportunity to allow that light into their own souls and to feel the glory, to feel the power, the choice, the understanding that you are allowing yourselves. Do you understand, dear friends? Yes. Dear friends, it is your responsibility to decide if you want the clarity, so that you will be clear receivers, that you can indeed be clear senders of the highest vibrational energies. That energy is available to you. Remind yourself that it is there. Whatever you think about, dear friends, you are going to pull to you. When you align yourself with love, when you think about love, it becomes part of you. It changes you at every level. It changes your DNA. It changes your bone structure. It changes the cells down to the atom level. Do you understand?
Yes.
So decide, where will my energy be focused? And as you clear more and more, you receive more and more. Now, the last topic we're going to discuss with you is your ability to sense energies in the other dimensions. Are any of you interested in that?
Yes.
Why, yes, indeed. Now, of course, you have the ability to hear us, to sense us, to feel us, but oftentimes we're knocking at the door and no one's answering. Do you understand?
Yes.
So we ask for you to open yourselves more frequently, to create that sacred space of calm, that sacred space of openness within yourself so that we can join you. We must indeed lower our vibrational frequency to meet you. We ask that you gently lift yourselves up so that together we can share. Together we will be able to work with each other. For indeed you are doing the work of the divine. We are trying to spark the memory to remind you of who you are and your power. And indeed, you are able to work in the physical world where we cannot. It is a concerted effort. We want to be in a cooperative venture with you. Now, each of you have guides and teachers, yes? Are you aware?
Yes.
Now, some of you are more aware of them than others, but they are waiting for you. They are anxious to share with you. And if you will clear your energy, and if you will remember, dear friends, the cardinal rule, to ask for the communication to be there, to ask for them to reveal to you the mysteries of your life, the deeper understandings, they will not interfere, they will not fix your life, but they will share, they will encourage, they will give you comfort, they will give you the greater wisdom that you need to effectively, successfully find your life purpose and reach your goals. Do you understand?
Yes.
So do remember, if you're ready for very interesting experiences indeed, to ask every single day for spirit to commune with you, to share with you. It is our delight. It is our glory. We are so thankful when you are recognizing us. It is fun for us to share with you, to laugh with you. You know, we can be jolly good fun sometimes. It's not all just serious, you know. We love to be able to laugh with you. We love to be able to tease you. We love to be able to see you in lighter ways. There's indeed where we are celebrating with you. And there's where you are lifting yourself up higher and higher. So do not take your growth, your experiences too seriously. Learn to laugh, and we will laugh with you. Not at you, but with you. Do you understand, dear friends?
Yes.
Dear friends, life is meant to be much more of a joy than some of you are experiencing. Ask for that joy to be shown to you. Open yourself to that state of joy that is always available and embrace it. Treasure it. Do you understand?
Yes.
God bless you indeed. And would there be questions or comments at this time?
Anybody?
Dr. Peebles, this is Kathy.
Well, God bless you, my dear. How are you?
I am doing very nice. Thank you.
And how can we help you, dear?
I've noticed, especially since the last talk that you gave about being an empath, that during my week of work, I usually start off Monday really fresh, and by Friday, I am just heavy, I guess I would say, heavy with emotional baggage, and I'm just wondering, is there any hint that you have as to how to, you say to just be transparent, let it go through you, but I'm still getting it caught.
Well, God bless you indeed, and we understand this, and this is something that many of you are indeed going through in your daily lives. Well, you'll start off all fresh indeed and frisky as a puppy in the morning, and by the end of the day, you're an old hound dog coming home dragging yourself. Yes, indeed, dear friends, allow yourself to be in tune, not just when it is already snuck up on you and you are heavy, when you are tired and drained. This is part of becoming more aware. Indeed, touch in with yourselves hourly if necessary. Do indeed have little daily breaks for yourself, even if it is a minute or two, even if you must go, yes, into the bathroom to be alone for a second. And to breathe in deeply the light of your being, to realign yourself with spirit, to draw in the energy, the vibration of love and joy. And that way it will begin to help you clear more regularly, my dear. What we are seeing with you, as well as so many others, that it is collecting and you're not aware, you're too busy, you're too distracted by all the experiences and stimulation of your outer world, until you are already cluttered, heavy, and completely filled with lower energy. And then you say, goodness gracious, look what I feel. Ask yourself more frequently, what am I feeling? So if you take a lunch break, my dear, can you do a little clearing right there? It could be a 30 seconds of drawing in a beautiful light energy through your crown chakra and allowing it to travel through your entire being, transforming any lower vibration and bringing it up to stuff. Do you understand, dear?
I do.
And if you do this more regularly, dear, you would find yourself able to hold on to that feeling. You would desire it more. But when you do find yourself drained, my dear, there's the time for your spiritual practice. There's where you may want to use your color therapy, your meditations, your affirmations, and begin to redirect the energy that is accumulated that you have allowed to stick into your consciousness and to let it go. Do you understand?
I do.
Ask for the assistance of your healing guides and angels of the white light, and they will assist you to clear. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
If you do it more regularly, my dear, don't wait until Friday. We would have you check on Monday mid-morning.
Okay.
Until you are becoming more aware of when you start to dip. There are certain people that are draining you that you're not aware of. So pay more attention to how you feel around certain others.
Okay.
Do you understand, dear?
Yes, ma'am.
And do remember, of course, to be emitting a strong, loving vibration from yourself, which serves as a buffer, my dear.
Okay.
It does serve to protect your energy. It's not that there's anything to fear, but fear itself, of course. But it does serve as creating a barrier, a higher energy field around you that will not allow lower vibrations to sneak on in. Do you understand, dear?
I do.
Yes, indeed.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. We do hope that helps, dear.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Dr. Peebles, this is Don.
Well, God bless you and welcome. And how could we help you?
Thank you. You mentioned that the energy and our awareness of it is just growing drastically. And I've noticed that myself in my daily life, both in, not in just in human nature, but in nature in itself.
And you need that, dear friend. Yes,
absolutely.
Indeed. You need that to help you balance as well as so many others in this room. But go ahead, my friend. Yes.
Is there anything in particular in our environment that's driving this change? Because it seems so drastic, so sudden, at least to me. And that may just be me opening up. But.
Well, yes, indeed. Now your spirits are being triggered. Do you understand that? And they're being triggered not only by your higher selves, but by the frequencies of energies that are coming into this universe. Do you understand? There are higher dimensional beings that are sending a higher frequency as part of the upliftment of consciousness. You are going through an unprecedented frequency shift. And some of you are indeed eager and ready. And some of you are struggling a little bit to lift yourself up and to let go of the lower energies that are binding you to the earth plane. So at times, you will need to refresh yourself. For indeed, God is in nature. Spirit is in nature. And as you get out of your offices and your buildings, your homes, and you, yes, commune with the trees, the flowers, with the winds, the rocks, and you feel that life force, you allow Mother Earth to help clear you. You allow Mother Earth to heal you. You will indeed be able to be more free of the damaging effects of the lower vibrations. Yes, the power that is trying to hold on to their power now. But it is changing. And it is a losing battle for them. Do you understand? The higher frequencies of love that are beginning to create the beginnings of the new earth are coming in strongly now. For some of you, it is quite challenging to hold your balance. But indeed, if you would indeed decide upon a daily spiritual practice, you will become much more accustomed to these energies, calling upon the help of your guides and teachers. Remembering, yes, to use the love vibration of light. This will help you tremendously. Now, movement is also important for you, dear friend, as well as others. Do you understand?
Yes.
Your energy needs to flow. And oftentimes, you will find your energy low, drained, clogged. Because it is not flowing properly. Physical movement, of course, will assist you with that. But also using your spiritual tools, your meditations, your visualizations to see that energy flowing within your being. Do you understand?
Yes.
We ask for you to call upon the higher frequencies, asking them to temper the intensity at times when you are feeling a little overwhelmed? Some of your sleep patterns have been disturbed. Some of you are feeling, shall we say, a little crotchety, a little moody. And when you are feeling that way, of course we want you to love yourself and to accept what you feel. You don't want to suppress your energy, but to move through it. To set a little time limit for yourself. Do you understand? So if you are feeling out of sorts, you say, well, I'm not feeling too good. And I'm going to say, I'm going to give it 30 minutes. And I'm going to feel really, really bad. But I'm going to ask my spirit. I'm going to ask my teachers to help reveal to me what I need to know, what the lesson is there. And as you receive that understanding, then you can let it go and move on. But do indeed set a time limit for yourself. We don't want you, what could be a 30-minute lesson to be a 3-year lesson. Do you understand? And some of you indeed do like to hold on and, shall we say, feel a little sorry for yourselves, dear friends. That is beneath your dignity. You are not victims, you are masters. So indeed, as you feel these very human experiences in your daily lives, take the steps needed. Yes, go outside, be with God and nature, be with the elementals, clear yourself. Use water if you must to clear your etheric field. Lift yourself into the higher vibrations using your thoughts, your spiritual tools. And don't let yourself drag it out. Do you understand?
Yes.
God bless you indeed. Does that help, sir?
Thank you. Yes.
Other questions?
Dr. Peebles, this is Iris.
Well, God bless you.
Hello, and...
Hello to you, dear friend.
You mentioned at the beginning of this a way to understand sensitivity better. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, yes, indeed. Now, many of you have come in as very, very sensitive beings in your own right. And you will come into the earth plane, and it is so volatile. It is a disturbing environment for many of you. And some of you have shut down because of your sensitivity. We want you all to understand how you are responding to the energies that you are finding yourself in by, yes, these chosen lifetimes that you are experiencing. Some of you are overly sensitive and cannot find your footing, your balance. And some of you need to ground your energy. Some of you have turned your sensitivity off completely, and you live in the power of the mind. You live in the intellect, afraid to feel, afraid to understand. Each of you must find your own balanced point. Each of you must seek a deeper understanding of who you are. Looking, yes, at how you experience your life, looking at your emotional reactions to it, looking at the experiences that you have attracted to you. And those are clear signposts, my dear, that will help you understand at the very core the energy that you are holding on to that is the creative force of your life. Do you understand, dear?
I think so, yes.
When you are more clear and you are understanding who you are and you're clearing out what is no longer serving you, that is no longer pleasing you, then you will have a blank slate of which to create, and you can draw in the higher emotions. So if you've been depressed, my dear, if you've been angry, if you've been discouraged, and you let all that go, and you feel a clear slate, a blank canvas in front of you, then you can decide how you want to create a new picture, the colors that you will use, the form, the texture. You can create whatever you wish. Use your thoughts in a new way. Allow your sensitivity to work for you by drawing upon the higher energies. Do you understand, dear?
Yes.
Was that helpful, dear?
Yes, thank you.
God bless you indeed.
Dr. Peebles, this is Sarah.
Well, God bless you, my dear. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yes, indeed. And how are your sensitivities, dear?
I notice I'm more sensitive to food, that certain foods or certain things I can't handle anymore. Like caffeine or alcohol or anything like that.
Well, yes, indeed, your vibrations are getting a little higher, dear. Mm-hmm. At times you're a little confused with it, but indeed, and all of you pay attention to this one. For as you become more in tune with with your energies, as you are sensing more and more the balance within your being and around you, you will find that there will be certain elements, whether it is your food, whether it is other people, whether it is music, entertainment, what TV shows you watch, you will find that you may not be able to handle them anymore. So indeed, my dear, that did we interrupt, dear?
That brings me to my question, sort of. I've noticed, I don't know if it's in, if I'm just making it up or not, but I notice I think I'm sensitive to televisions being on too much, or like you said, certain music. If it's not harmonious, I feel like it starts to agitate me. And
yes, indeed, dear, you are accurately perceiving that, indeed. There are many of you, yes, who are feeling this?
Yes,
indeed, even my channel, dear Alan, you know she can't handle some of the shows you like anymore.
I know that.
And she disappears because she can't handle it. Now, many of you are reaching a point in your sensitivity that will not allow, yes, the endless violence or the more shrill energies or some of the substances in your foods and drink, your diet, how clear it is, some of the ingredients, even some of the more beneficial ingredients, you may find your body cannot handle it. Some of you indeed can handle flesh, while others of you cannot handle it at all. Do you understand? You must find indeed what you can handle, what your energy responds to in a positive way, and make appropriate choices that reflect your deeper understanding. So, my dear, yes, indeed, you are becoming more sensitive. Pay attention to it, dear. Honor your body more and more because it is inhabiting and drawing into it these higher energies and trying to balance out as well as your spirit is trying to balance out. And it is trying to find that harmony of body, mind, and spirit. Now, at times, indeed, we see your body surging ahead and having great energy and your spirit in a state of doubt. Do any of you relate to that?
Yes.
Well, yes, indeed. And then there are times when your spirit is soaring and your body is saying, wait, wait, I can't catch up. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. This is a time where some of you will need to adjust your diets, your activity levels, your sleep state. Some of you will not be able to get enough sleep. Some of you will may feel too much. Each of you will differ because you are unique, energetic beings. Find, indeed, allow for the understanding. Adjust, dear, as you see fit. Paying attention to your body, or paying attention to your emotions. At times, indeed, you're quite sensitive to the energies of people around you, and you will find yourself shying away from them. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So, my dear, honor that part of you, and you will balance out. Do you understand? Dear friends, all of these adjustments are not long-term. They are temporary. Do you understand? You will reach a higher level in your understanding, your sensing of the energy, the balancing of the energies, and then you will reach a new level at which you won't have to work so hard. It won't be a struggle. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. God bless you. Other questions?
Dr. Peebles, this is Mary Lynn.
Well, God bless you, dear.
I hope I can explain this right.
Well, we hope you can, too.
Dear. Yeah. with the negative energy, the people we remove ourselves from because the energy is just so terrible, they surround themselves with negative energy. Will we really be able to get to a point of our energy state to be around that again?
Well, yes, indeed, my dear. We do believe you will, but until you are able to master and not to respond, to not to pull in or react to the lower energy vibrations around you, we do ask for you to separate yourself until you are stronger. There are times you may notice that you are stronger than others, yes?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Now, there will be moments when you just can't handle it at all and you must separate. You must indeed pull yourself away and balance yourself out. And then, indeed, you can learn from each of these experiences. You can see, well, goodness gracious, I took the bait there. I was aware that there was lower energy, and I responded and reacted to it. And so, indeed, my dear, you are dancing with them at that lower level. Do you understand?
Yes.
So indeed, you must decide for yourself, no matter what energies you are experiencing, you are keeping yourself at a higher vibratory frequency, the frequency of love. All of you are indeed learning to move into the higher energy states of the heart chakra and above that will help you stay anchored in higher frequency as you move into the throat, the third eye, the crown. You'll be able to express yourself differently. You'll be able to sense it differently. All will work in harmony, my dear. So indeed, there are those that you should say, I love your right to be. I wish you well. I send you love and light. But I choose to be in a different place at this time. Do you understand, dear?
Yes.
There are energies that are indeed quite toxic for many of you. Do you love yourself enough not to be around those situations?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to force yourself. Do not trick yourself into living with false senses of obligation. Do you all hear that?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes. You are not helping them. Oftentimes you are enabling them. Mm-hmm. You're not helping yourself by forcing yourself to be around those who are making you distressed or uncomfortable in any ways. Love and honor yourselves always enough to be in a good state of mind, no matter where you are. You choose it. You can learn from each experience, but until you are able to control and master that energy and still hold love, my dear, do separate. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Did that help, dear?
Yes, very much. Thank you.
Other questions?
Dr. Fugles, my name is Brian.
Oh, God bless you.
My question is how do you feel or what do you think of past lives affecting your frequencies?
Well, God bless you. Excellent question. Excellent question indeed. Now, you do understand, sir, that you are a multidimensional being?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And as your sensitivities increase, and they are, all of you, many of you are going to have bleed-through experiences. Well, you're going to be influenced by what you would call a past life. Now, of course, it's not in the past. Yes, you understand?
Okay.
It is simultaneously happening right here and now. It is because you are living in linear time on the planet Earth that you experience a past, present, or future. But the reality at the soul level is all your other existences are happening at the same time. So as you expand more and more into your true self, your complete self, you are beginning to sense where your soul is busy. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, it can affect you, but we do help you to understand at this time that you can affect it in a positive way. So let us give you an example. You could be being tortured in another life. And instead of reacting to it with horror and fear, you could say, I send love to you, knowing that, of course, there's a lesson here that you can even affect that lifetime. Do you understand?
Yes.
So you have the ability to be able to send information, energy, messages back and forth between your different lifetimes. Do you understand? Now, doesn't that sound like science fiction, dear friends?
Yes.
But it is possible, dear friends. Where do you think your science fiction comes from? So much of what you are being exposed to in your entertainment industry is a sign of the things to come. There will be the ability to time travel. But, dear friends, we caution you, until you can time travel, let us stay in the moment. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, indeed, dear friends, as you experience the bleed-throughs, and indeed you may sense that something is happening in another life that is not pleasant or positive, send love to that memory and to realize it really does not have to have an impact or influence you in this life. Do you understand? Yes, indeed. So whenever you are feeling anything about another life, or let's say that you go to an intuitive psychic and they tell you, well, you were burned at the stake. Well, you don't have to accept that, first of all. Look within yourself to see if there's truth there. But then, indeed, if you say, well, yes, indeed, I do sense that, send love to that being. Send love to that part of you, and that will help them. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Excellent question. One or two more.
Dr. Peebles?
Well, God bless you, Alan. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Sometimes we have very intense, sudden emotions. And in trying to understand...
Not you, Alan, yes? We tease you, Alan.
Once in a great while.
He is so calm, dear friends. At times my channel has to light a fire under him.
That's true. When those events occur, they might be part of a release. I mean, why would we choose to try to feel differently rather than let that ride out?
Well, God bless you indeed. Now, if you are feeling extreme sadness, you may have an episode of crying. Yes, we know some that do that. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't want to suppress it, but you don't want to drag it out for a week. So, yes, indeed, let it flow over you, the emotion. But to ask for the understanding will increase your sensitivity. You will be able to look deeper from a spiritual perspective at the energy and why you have attracted it, what lesson there is to learn, and how to let it go. Do you understand? You don't want to suppress it at all. There are times when you're just angry, and that anger is allowing a release that you're not allowing in any other way. But the lesson may be to pay more attention to the buildup of sadness, of anger, of fear within you, so it doesn't have to reach that level. Do you understand?
Yes.
You don't want to be living in a constant state of heightened emotions where everything is always at a fevered pitch. Do you understand? That is draining, that is challenging for the body, that is challenging for the emotional body. So you want to look at more deeply at to what have I done, not in a blaming manner at all, but more from an understanding. Have I allowed something to build up within me, and I have not paid attention? Now, of course, such an emotional release is very therapeutic, even healthy. For times if there is not a release, what could happen, dear friends? You could become ill, and you don't want that to happen at all. That is why it is so important to be aware of your energy states, to decide if they are working for you, whether they are beneficial, whether they are in right action for your balanced mind, body, and spirit, and to let go of those ones that you do become aware of. Now, if you become aware of them when it is much more intense, as you suggest, dear Alan, allow it to play itself out, yes, but do try to learn from these intense states. They are your experiences, no one else's. No one has created it for you or forced you to feel a certain way. They are yours. Take responsibility, dear friends. That is part of being in your power, is being responsible, aware of your role and everything that you have attracted to you. Learn the lesson, and then you can, yes, indeed, let it go. And then, indeed, hopefully, that if there's another trigger to help you with this lesson down the road, you'll become more aware of it, before it becomes blown up in your consciousness. Do you understand? So you may have a major release, and next time a little less, and a little less. So instead of a major outburst of tears, you may just sniffle a few times and brush your eyes and be done. Do you understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did that help, dear?
Yes.
God bless you indeed. Dear friends, we do hope that you will all continue to search within yourselves for a deeper understanding of the energy that is you, that is part of the God, that is part of spirit, that is your core of your being. You are not these physical bodies, but your bodies will serve you. Your bodies will give you clues. It will give you signs indeed to help you understand the energy within you and around you. Ultimately, dear friends, we ask that you stand in the light of God of spirit, that you draw to you the highest loving energies and project them out into your world so that you will be part of the stabilizing force, the upliftment of consciousness that will serve you as well as so many others. Dear friends, life is a joy. Embrace all that you can. We stand by you. We love you dearly. Go your ways in peace and love and harmony. May the gods and may the kingdoms always bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Peebles.
Thank you.
Thank you.